Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. Coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio. Stand by. Coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio, and today is Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015. The time right now is 9:45 a.m. Pacific time, which is 12:45 p.m. Eastern time. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm simulcasting here, on my Blog Talk Radio show, .com/QuakeMan70, from my home here in the San Fernando Valley, watching Fox News. And if you need to call, well, you can call in right now live, Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. Hold on, stand by. And a few days ago, we had a magnitude 3.2 earthquake here in the Los Angeles area. And not good. Stand by. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. If you need to send me an email, you can. QuakeMan30@gmail.com or QuakeMan30@yahoo.com. And, you know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. He never fails. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. We have to forgive each other, pray for each other, not hate each other. At times, people get under my skin and say things about me that are not true just to see how I'm going to react to it. Sometimes I don't react to it very well. Lord, please forgive me. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, bless this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Fill me with your Holy Ghost so I can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Coming to you here on Blog Talk Radio, here on the internet, worldwide, and like I said, from my home here that I'm renting a portion of this house. For how much longer, I'm not sure. There's in their kitchen area. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Still have about 10 minutes left of this 15-minute live show. Okay, I'm going to read out of the more scripture out of the Word of God, out of the book of Psalms. Stand by. And stand by. In the book of Psalms, chapter 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and the keeping of them is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults, Lord. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That was Psalm 19. And coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call in live right now. I guess call in number 347-633-9660. After this broadcast, you can call me on my cell phone here, 904-575-8797. Like I was mentioning earlier, we had a magnitude 3.2 earthquake centered in Compton a few days ago here in the Los Angeles area. It could be a precursor to a bigger quake, and again, it might not. But let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, a big earthquake is coming to the Western Seaboard. When? Only God knows. But we have to be ready, believe, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. The lake of fire is a real place, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't want to go there. There's no water, no food, no rest, nothing but fire and brimstone for all eternity. Okay? And that's forever. Those people that have repented of their sins, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He had his ministry. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, if you've been following my shows, you know that I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period to face the Antichrist and the false prophet. They're going to give out a mark either on the right wrist or forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to a lake of fire. A lot of people are saying Obamacare healthcare package is the mark of the beast. Now remember, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Read the Bible. There's the Bible right there. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Let me put my glasses back on so I can see better. We have to be forgiving of each other, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how hard or harshly people treat us as Christians. We have to forgive. And Lord, please help. Without your help, Lord, cry out to God every day. I cry out to God every day for his help, and he helps me. Praise the Lord. And, you know, God is good. Ladies and gentlemen, God is good. Coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio, simulcasting here. Later on, I'll take this video, God willing, and upload it to my YouTube site. And here's the song about earthquakes that I wrote a long time ago. It goes like this. When the earth starts to rumble, don't take a tumble and trust in God. When the earth starts to rumble, don't take a tumble and trust in God. This is the earthquake song by me, James Gregory Jr. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/quickman70. God willing, later on, I'll upload this segment to my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News, @GregoryOfNews. Today's Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015. God willing, I'm going to go to Faith Baptist Church tonight in Canoga Park, California. Okay, well, I'm going to stop broadcasting here video, but I'm going to continue on for a few more minutes here on Blog Talk Radio. Stand by. Is President Obama the last president of the United States? A lot of people are saying that he is. We're in the end times, ladies and gentlemen. So, signing off here on video, my name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is TNN Gregory News Network on video, and I'll be signing off in a few minutes here on Blog Talk Radio. Stand by. And continuing on here in on Blog Talk Radio, from my home, a portion of this home that I'm renting, a room here. Got about 90 seconds to go now of this live broadcast. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most important thing you can do in your life. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, into your soul. He will save your soul. For whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Say this. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve judgment in hell and be cast into a lake of fire. But Lord, have mercy on my soul. And he will have mercy on your soul, and he will save your soul. Ask the Lord to save your soul, and he will do so. Believe God. Believe the gospel of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, God the Son, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. About 40 seconds to go on this live broadcast. You have a great day. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you very much for listening. You can listen to this segment later on my Facebook or Twitter. Okay, wrapping up, you have a great day. May God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Give me a call after this broadcast in a few seconds, 904-575-8797. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. Take care for now.